Nailed it.
And now here is Dave.
Dave.
Thank you. Well, yes, as Corby teased, on Saturday night, as we were all being snowed in and the weather outside was frightfully cold, we still were in cold sweats watching what was going down on Netflix, as Netflix had Skyscraper Live. This was Alex Honnold's record-breaking attempt. He was going to free climb the skyscraper Taipei 101, one of the tallest skyscrapers on Earth in Taiwan. And it originally was supposed to be on Friday, but they scrapped it due to bad weather. And so it took place on Saturday. And he really did not seem to be exerting himself too much, as it only took him like 90 minutes to scale this entire skyscraper. But that's not to say that it wasn't harrowing, as they had so many cameras and so many angles, and the way that he would just kind of grip with like one hand at times, or at another time where he was just hanging on by his feet as he was putting more chalk on his hands. Like, the dude definitely has a flair for the dramatic.
Dude, okay. So we are at a point where this is not only happening, a guy can do this, but it's fully televised with a million different cameras. It's put on, you know, this one of the largest streaming services we have, and we're all locked into it. And I will be completely honest with you. I turned this on right when it started, and I did not turn it off. And so I basically stuck with it for 2 full hours through the Maverick game. I didn't even think about turning the Maverick game on. I was so enthralled by what was going on there. But we're at this point in our society where there is a human being that is not only willing to do this, but is almost overly qualified to do it. That guy is... From an athlete standpoint, we need to start rethinking Alex Honnold and what he is capable of in comparison to the greatest athletes on the planet. That's how impressive that guy is.
Yeah, and he admitted, as we talked about on Friday, that he took a embarrassingly low amount to do this stunt in the low six figures, and he had... He admitted that compared to what other sports entertainers make, he's not making very much.
It was almost too much to watch. In fact, you know what it was? I don't know. I may not have the stomach for it, because I felt way more stressed than he looked. And that's the crazy thing. And I have no desire to watch somebody die because they did something dumb. And invariably, if he would have died doing this, we would have said that's the most predictable outcome ever. And what a dummy. Like, what a horrible thing to do. But I guess that's how things like that are done. I can't conceive of the risk of being 100 floors in the air. Like, there's a video going around where he's almost all the way up, and he happens upon and this was probably the case 40 times during this climb, but he happens upon a large gathering, like one of the corner suites was a big party, because people knew he was going to be going right past them. And what might those tickets cost?
Yeah, people had signs like, meet you at the elevator.
And it's just insane how casual, as the wind is blowing through his hair and his shirt, so you see it's impossibly windy. One look down would make all of our brains just short circuit, and yet he is as casual as if he's standing on solid ground. And I just, that's just not human. So, Corby, I don't know where you put him in a all-time athlete draft or ranking, because obviously he's not actually doing sports. He's a free climber and a freak of nature and a freak of humanity, because there can't be three people that can do that. But he,
no.
But he almost made it look too easy. Like,
well, he's one of,
like,
yeah,
at a circus. At a circus, the trapeze guy knows enough to fake a fall or a fake a losing his balance and then re-catch himself, just to add to the mental torture of watching him. Whereas Honnold, I don't know if he, even made it look as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't take a, he didn't take a false step. He didn't take a false grip the whole time, I don't think.
Well, you can't, or you're going
to
die.
Well, I know, but it, like, just where you have to catch yourself, or you have to, ooh, his hand just slipped, or that piece of building just came off, because, you know, I don't know. Like,
that's the, okay, there were two things I was worried about. One of them was, every time, so there were 10 parts, so the 101 floors, let's just say that, you know, 10 floors per part, and each part of that hotel was called a dragon. And so he had to scale these 10 dragons, and they were very similar. They were all kind of in the same vein, and so he had this plan of how to attack each one of them.
Very much
and
a pattern.
Like modern gargoyles.
Yeah, for sure. And at the end, there's this crazy outcropping of the building that you had that he had to 10 times maneuver his way up. And then he would finish that and then stand on top of that outcropping and look down. And he'd be like, hey, guys, because, you know, there were broadcasters down there and there all these, you know, thousands of fans down there watching, spectators. And so he's like, hey, he would wave to him. Well, when he would wave, he would lean over. And again, maybe I'm just scared of heights, but it's one thing to be climbing the building. It's another thing to get on top of each one of these. Although, again, all the way up to 100, and he's standing on the edge of the building looking down, and I'm like, please move back. Please move back. Move back, please. That's what freaked me out.
Yeah,
because
like, there were not only was he climbing without ropes, but there were no safety nets. There was no fail-safe whatsoever.
Yeah, when he's on the 80th floor and he's looking down at the anchor desk and just, yeah, you're right, peeking over the edge, he doesn't appear to have any equilibrium issues, any sort of just losing your balance, just normal human things. I can't explain it, and it makes you wonder about, like, human gifts. And I forget what I was watching at one point, but the idea was that, you know, I mean, I this isn't original material, but if, like, Beethoven never, you know, finds music, like, does he ever know there's that genius inside him?
If, like, Michael, if he just started painting instead.
Well, like, if Michael Jordan never picked up a basketball, does the human race get the genius, or would you be a genius at many other specialties? And, like, this is so rare. The fact that he figures out that this is his gift and that he also has no sort of mental boundaries of fear. That matchup is just, it's endlessly fascinating, but it's also confusing and mysterious in so many ways.
Well, okay. Can you believe, if we look at, like, DK Metcalf and Giannis and guys like that as, like, the ultimate sports specimen, you might want to put that guy in there too. I cannot believe, as they were showing him train and work out and doing the things that he does to get prepared for these events, and now it's just, you know, I'm sure he takes everything to the next level when he's training. Dude, I've not seen a guy look like that in a long time.
Like, are you suggesting, like, when we talk about athletes like that, we say if this guy would play if LeBron would play football, he would be great. If DK Metcalf played basketball, he would instantly be great at it. Are you saying Alex Honnold could cross over to do something else?
No.
I would imagine.
No.
Physically.
I guess what I'm saying.
Physically.
But why, like, wouldn't he be?
I think it's the old adage of pound for pound.
Well, why wouldn't he be like the best men's gymnast we've ever seen then?
Well, he might be. He's too tall, though. You know, he's pushing 6 foot, so he's probably too tall for that. And who knows if he has the hand-eye coordination to shoot a basketball, or if he's fast. We don't even know if he's fast, you know? Who knows? But he's built
for
that.
I think it's just as a physical specimen, as a peak human form.
He has more abs than anyone I've ever seen. Like, I'm like, what is so wrong shredded. With that guy?
He's so shredded, and he's 40, and I was asking my son, do you think he could just do, like, 500 pull-ups whenever he feels like it? Because I have this goal to get
he
to...
He just did a... He did a pull-ups for an hour and a half.
I know.
With his fingers.
80 stories like, in the air, too.
Did you see? Okay, this is, and I told my kid when we were watching it, because half my wife would walk in there and look at the TV and be like, I can't do this.
I agree.
And so me and my youngest were watching it, and I go, I want you to look. They were showing the training videos, and I noticed this during Free Solo, the greatest documentary ever made.
It's great.
That this guy's fingers look like individual mini forearms. His fingers are so huge, and it's not by accident. He's not born with them. He works them out. And, you know, when they show him doing these finger pull-ups with like one finger, like lifting his entire shredded DK Metcalf body doing pull-ups with one finger. I mean, I can't overstate the shape that he is in to accomplish these feats. This isn't just a guy that's out there, yeah, sure, I'll climb it. Yeah, whatever, bro. I mean, this is a human being who has sacrificed so much physically, mentally, everything to get to this point in his life to be able to do that. And then he finishes the damn thing, and the last part of it, it's 101 floors, but then it's not finished yet. Then you have to go even higher up to this point.
Bro.
Kind of like on the Empire State Building.
Up this rickety ladder.
Yeah, and when he gets to the top of it, finally, and he's standing there on what looks like a dinner plate. That's what it looks like he's standing on. And he's still doing the same thing, looking down like, hey, what's up? This is so crazy.
Taking selfies.
Yeah,
taking selfies, leaning back.
I wanted nothing to do with that. All I could do is yell at the screen, get down, please get down, please, please, please get down. Because now he's
like yelling at a toddler.
Like, what is he now, like 115 stories in the air? And again, the wind is blowing, and he's tired, and his legs have to be sort of jello. And he's standing up there with nothing at all between him and a certain death, which would be live televised to the universe. And we just don't need that right now. We just don't need that trauma in our lives.
So did you hear how they dealt with that? They would have dealt with that?
I have no idea.
So they were on about a 15-20 second delay. And they would literally not fade to black. But there was some screensaver that would allow you to know that he fell. And they wouldn't show it, obviously. He would get to a certain point, and then it would go to this screensaver.
And then Ham would play the sound effect.
Or the darkness music or whatever. And so they obviously had a plan.
Little puppies.
To make sure.
Little bunny rabbits.
By the way,
puppies frolicking.
Watching this thing, as uncomfortable as the visuals were, we also were made uncomfortable by the announcing team. So they had a woman who was like the anchor, Elle Duncan, and then they had a professional rock climber, another woman, Emily Harrington.
She was great. She's a friend of his. They've climbed El Cap together, all of that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, those were fine, but then you had on the third member of the panel was WWE's Seth Rollins, who kept making everything about himself and his man bun.
Why was he there?
No idea.
Does Netflix carry wrestling?
Yes, they do now. So I guess that's cross promotion.
Dude, that was.
Do you want to play the second clip there, Ham? So this is like towards the end, and I think we'll hear a little Seth Rollins, but you'll also hear Alex just being so nonchalant.
Yeah, I mean, I know Mark was excited being up there. Oh no!
Oh, this is when he's hanging by just his feet. That's him.
He's
on the
done
dinner
it.
Plate.
Wow. Look at that.
And that's the selfie. But I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys were thrashed by the announcers at all.
No, I thought that they were not useless.
I guess you needed something.
Yeah, you need something.
Would you like
but
to
I thought
hear,
it was poor choice.
Would you like to hear the most Bob thing ever in response to your question?
Yes.
We had the sound on the other screen, which was the UFC pay-per-view for the most part. So I
Oh, so Seth Rollins was on both screens?
The UFC. Seth Rollins would not be able to work his way through the UFC, sir.
You, do you know what Alex Honnold's secret weapon was?
No.
Okay, so this is an interview that he did this morning. And he talks about how he listens to music as he climbs. So he did have the headset where he could hear the commentators and they would tap into him and he would talk back to them as he got to each of those checkpoints where he could take a rest. But while he was actually climbing, he's listening to his music. And he says that it's a random playlist that I made that I shared with production. And I've been training to it a bunch. It's basically rock music that I've liked my whole life. I know how long the songs are, so it gives me a sense if I'm going too fast or too slow. So that's how he paces himself. But he says it was mostly Tool.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Huge Tool fan.
I thought Lando would love that note.
I like this guy now.
And, dude, how about the wife just kind of hanging out on the 80th floor or 60th floor like, hey, honey. He, like, waves at her as he's climbing past. I'm like, how would she... How does she do that?
She knows what she signed up for.
Ugh, they have two kids, too. Oh, God. Two little kids.
Is there anybody that watched that hasn't seen Free Solo, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think... I would guess most people that watched that had not seen Free Solo. But if you haven't, that is a must.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously, that's on Netflix, so it... If you look up Skyscraper Live, then you'll be served up Free Solo.
And I feel like the Free Solo accomplishment is five times what this was. Like, this was easy for him. He was not challenged by this, which is...
Yeah, because there's nothing random about the route that he's taking.
That's right. So, as crazy as it is, that was child's play for him, and I can't comprehend that. But now he works his way onto Corby's all little white guy team that we have yet. We have to put that full team together, but move over Christian McCaffrey because Alex Honnold is now his RB1.
He has, yeah, Alex Honnold has at least seven more abs than any of my favorite athletes. And so we're going to stick with that premise first.